Let's just say it's a blessing. I only play Powerball when it gets ridiculously big, and I fantasize about how charitable and magnanimous I would be. But then again, charity begins at home, meaning I would be buying lots of homes. One big fat chateau in Paris and one big fat penthouse in New York City. I'm talking magnificent mansions with a Downton Abbey kind of staff, tricked out enough to be featured on Cribs. I would have a room in each house for my daily massage. I would have a reflexologist on staff for my hourly foot rubs. I'd be like Kobe Beef in no time, hand massaged to perfection and guilt-free. Of course, I would do a few charitable things for the betterment of mankind. I would buy the E! Entertainment Network and get those Kardashians off the air for good. I would commission the old musical greats like Tony Bennett and Tom Jones for a senior concert tour visiting all the nursing homes around the world. I would buy up all the television airtime and replace those horrible political attack ads with advertisements of furry kittens frolicking in the meadow. I would start a company and hire all of my friends with ridiculously large salaries. The purpose of the company is unimportant, but it would include lots of elaborate corporate retreats with fountains of flowing champagne. Work days would be from 10 to 2 with a 2-hour lunch break and unlimited vacation days. But the reality is that I did not win. Neither did you. So we should be happy because everyone hates the winner. I'm too insecure to have the entire world hate my guts for a couple of lucky numbers. And I'm also thankful that there will be no reason for anyone to plot to kill me. I would hate to be more valuable dead than alive. And I don't have to worry about anyone kidnapping my children for millions in ransom. Now that they've turned out so delightful, I want to keep them. And anyway, buckets of money wouldn't really fix my one big area of concern. Oprah, the most visible billionaire in America, bought Weight Watchers and she's still voluptuous. Oh well, so it's back to work, clipping coupons, and feeling guilty about spending money on an occasional massage.